The Northeast Filmmakers Lab is a non-competitive forum for filmmakers and moviegoers seeking to interact with industry guests centered around character-driven stories. Past film talks and screenings include films and filmmakers from the U.S., Europe, Eastern Europe, Middle East, and Asia, as well as top regional filmmakers from upstate New York. The Northeast Filmmakers Lab 4th edition takes place all over the Capital Region, including the Linda, the WAMC Performing Arts Studio, November 9th through the 12th. Events will include film talks, screenings, industry mixers, parties, and much more. We are joined this morning by Michael Camoin, who is founding director of Northeast Filmmakers Lab. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Hey, good, Joe. Thanks for having us
Very
on.
Very well. Thank you. Wonderful to have you here. Filmmaker Susan Robbins is here as well, who made the film Lee's 88 Keys about Lee Shaw. Good morning,
Susan. Good morning.
Thank you very much. And Alan Chu joins us as well, president of Passion River Films. Good morning, Alan, joining us by phone.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. All right, Michael, so tell us about how you got through 1, 2, and 3 to make it to 4, and what's the idea, the germ that started all of this?
Wow. Well, I didn't get here to 4 without others, and really thankful for all our industry experts that will be coming out, and the filmmakers who inspire me to continue to, and others to do this. This all started when I was invited to Russia with a short film called Relax, and they were able to cover a portion of my travel expenses, which made the difference. And I met hundreds of other filmmakers. I was one of a filmmaker from 16 different countries. And I was amazed. If Russia can do this, why can't we? And it's called The Lab. And it's different than a film festival in that it's a different environment where filmmakers can actually work together, as you mentioned, in helping them complete their projects and reach a wider audience and help unravel this somewhat mysterious process of movie making and stories that come from our region that reach that our community is really dying to experience and hear.
So the idea for this event and the idea for these events in the past is to do what? It takes you a couple days, and you accomplish what over those days?
Well, we inspire filmmakers to complete their projects. And one of the things, just by coming, filmmakers are breaking out of isolation. They're working on these projects. They feel like a heavy burden, an albatross. They don't know how to get it finished. And we invite them to connect with other filmmakers and industry experts who have been there and done that. And they do that in a process by networking, attending the film talks, watching screenings like a movie like As You Are that'll be screening here. And we invite the filmmakers to hang out for a Q&A and interact with the audiences. So they leave with some sense of knowledge that if they can do it, I can do it too.
So let's use your film, Susan, as an example of Lee's 88 Keys, this documentary on Lee Shaw. How did the Filmmakers Lab help in that and in the process of making the film?
Helping me with the questions I had, helping me finish the film. It's so important to when you're working on a project to finish the film, and you have so many questions and you need information. The people that you need, the industry experts, are at the Northeast Filmmakers Lab to consult, to ask questions, to give you information and knowledge to help you finish the film.
So that knowledge of finishing the film, I mean, because it's a test audience at case, right? I mean, it's sort of having a group around you to work out things that you need worked out, right?
Right, right.
Joe, if I could just jump in, filmmakers are typically very critical of themselves and each other. And one of the things that the lab does is create an environment where it's safe to put your problems out in front of your fellow peers as well as industry experts. And that's a unique and rare opportunity before they complete their film and then discover, oh, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I had thought about this. I could have reached a wider audience.
So I want to go to Alan, but tell me a little bit about Alan's role and what he'll be doing at the event over the next few Yes.
Sure. Alan has sort of been 4 years in the making. I've always wanted to have a sales distributor who is on that end where he's taking completed content and looking at, he's going to festivals all around the world. The idea of offering input before their film is completed is going to improve their chances of success greatly. He's out there, and this is a rapidly changing landscape where these digital platforms are popping up, and now people are competing for eyeballs and attention. And you really need to have, in addition to filmmaking skills, you need to know how to market and understand the audience that you've created this for and how to find them.
So we now go to Alan. And Alan, what is it? What is the benefit for you in coming to events like this and finding these films in this form and what you can do next with them?
Sure. There's a lot of different benefits for us. One is coming to discover new projects, meet new filmmakers, up-and-coming talent, and learning about the storytelling that they're engaged with. So for us as a marketing and distribution company, without finding the next project, we don't have the next film to release and potentially pitch to our partner companies such as Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and even still on DVD by bringing titles and documentaries into public libraries and into schools across the country, of which can easily be 20 to 30,000 plus locations of putting a physical DVD into a space where it's a collection for community. So for us, coming to discover new talent, new projects is a big part. But also a big part is this is a business of relationships and building new relationships, continuing existing relationships, and getting a chance to meet filmmakers in person and hear their personal stories. And realizing that we all share the same struggles of trying to make art, tell a story, and bring it out to communities so that we can engage audiences and impact communities. It's a really lonely sport. It's very hard and difficult. And for most, it's almost impossible to get a story told and get a film made because of the lack of government support and the lack of funding. It's just very difficult. So for us to come out, it gives us a chance to potentially mentor and help projects with filmmakers that otherwise may not have had the chance to get completed at all. So that's very special for us.
Is it harder than it should be? I mean, do we make it harder than it should be for filmmakers?
You know, I think today it's probably the best time to try to make a film because the technology barrier is completely deconstructed. Your iPhone today can shoot a better film than what I used as a camera when I was in film school in the 80s and 90s. So the barrier for technology isn't there. You can put a film on a variety of platforms online, and anybody around the world can access it and make it transactional. So I don't really know if it's that barrier. I think the barrier comes from one of the benefits of this Northeast Filmmaker Lab, which is bringing together mentors and experts in the art of storytelling. So I think that's one important key factor, which not every person is born with that. So it's something that we mentor, we learn. And in a traditional sense, you could go to film school, but you don't have to go to film school. And we're seeing that many artists that are making incredible films, even films that are winning and nominated for Oscars, where these students of this art did not go to film school. So by going to places and getting an accelerated jump and hacking your way into learning how to be a great storyteller, it's labs like this that give you that opportunity. So no, I don't think it has to be hard to do it, but you definitely need support and you need community because you're not meant to necessarily tell a story by yourself. So being part of this lab is that makes it unique and special so that we can get these stories completed and told.
Susan, how do you feel about what he was just saying about the process?
Well, I think I totally agree. And I think if you're a filmmaker or a storyteller, if you're seeking knowledge, if you want to share knowledge in a nurturing manner, the Northeast Filmmakers Lab is an excellent place to be for all of that, because it helps you finish your film.
Joe, one of the reasons why I started this is because I wasn't successful in getting grants for my project, and I just found it so competitive, and there's only so many dollars. And again, when I went over to Eastern Europe and understood their lab model, which is like the salon model, I think your previous spokesperson was talking about is where you bring people together. That's the way to overcome this lack of funding resources, where people are generous and sharing. And out of that comes this amazing synergy that I've experienced that has taken root here. And knock on wood, we get to continue after year four and five to continue to do this, because there are so many untold stories right here in our own community.
Well, there's a lot going on, and it's the Northeast Filmmakers Lab 4th Edition. It takes place all over the Capital Region, November 9th through the 12th. To learn more, visit cinemaexchange.org, cinemaexchange.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Michael, Susan, Alan, thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful couple of days making film and working on it. And I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us here.
Be well. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.